We present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Thank you and hello. I'd like to welcome you to another series of encounters of verbal wit and brilliance, but never mind, you can't win them all. Instead, I'm going to introduce the teams on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right and your left, unless you're sitting round the back of the set, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton. And with devastating logic, we start with the first game, which has the inspired title, It Has Been Said. It's concerned with quotations. I'm going to give each of you, in turn, an impossibly obscure quotation, and I want you to identify its author and the circumstances under which it was said. We're going to start with Graham Garden. And your quotation, Graham, is, "Such and so various are the tastes of man."
"Such and so various are the tastes of man" was said by a popular South Pacific island chieftain, Grey Mkur, the galloping cannibal, who said, wait for it, "Such and so various are the tastes of man, if prepared properly."
I'm assuming you don't expect a mark for that. Actually, the correct answer, Graham, is it's a quotation from Mark Akinside. So you were pretty near.
Yeah. Too easy, yeah.
Tim, your quotation, "A fly that up and down himself doth shove." Do you want that again? I hope not.
Yes, please.
Yes, please.
"A fly that up and down himself doth shove."
Well, doth puts it in a century. That's old. No. "A fly that up and down itself doth..." Oh, it's a translation. Oh, I didn't know you had those. It's a translation from Japanese, fiendish Japanese zip manufacturer. These new automatic zips. It's a bad translation. "A fly that up and down himself doth shove." You can... particularly useful for wicket keepers with their gloves on in the tea interval after a long day's play, you know, remote control fly. Is that...
Yeah, well, actually, you get 3 marks for being absolutely right there. The Japanese... The Japanese concerned was called Wordsworth, William Wordsworth. Barry, your quotation coming up now.
Yes.
"You have delighted us long enough."
I accept that. "You have delighted us long enough." That's an irate householder during a strike by the ETU. "You have delighted us long enough."
And her name was?
Her name?
Mrs.
Mrs.
Jane.
Gusket.
Jensen Interceptor.
Mrs. Jane.
Volvo.
Austin.
Austin.
That's right.
Jane Austin.
Yes.
I was just about to say that. I had impediment in my hearing.
That comes from Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, of course it does, yes. Page 34, yes.
Willie Rushton, here's a quotation for you. "All is vulgar, all clumsy, all dull, all torpid inanity."
"All is vulgar, all clumsy, all dull, all torpid inanity." It's a cheerful comment of the editor of The Sun. Shortly after, if you'll pardon the phrase, he's put his paper to bed.
Uh,
and not, as you thought, a write-up for this programme. That was actually written by William Cobbett.
God bless him.
There you are. We go on now, hurriedly, after those quotations, to the point where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the programme in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the BBC ball.
Oh, God.
The BBC ball. Next round is called Blues, and for this one, each team will give the other a topic for a blues, which they must then improvise, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. Graham and Barry, will you give to Willie Rushton and Tim Brooke Taylor a subject for a blues, please?
Yes. The subject for your blues this week is Mr. Thatcher.
The pretty one. Starting words, why don't they go?
Oh, hold on, hang on. I was good this morning. I was Mr. Thatcher, and you know what that means. While she has Ted Heath on the carpet, I gets down on ours and cleans. There's a note saying, your supper's in the cat, dear. And we're down to our last 20,000 tins of baked beans.
I'm marking this one according to the response from the audience, and that ovation earns you 12 marks. Well. And see if you can beat that now, Graham and Barry.
I doubt.
For whom Tim and Willie will give a subject, please.
And the next subject is Reginald Maudling.
Oh, dear.
I woke up in the morning and down the stairs I toddled. I sat in my chair and over my breakfast I dawdled. Then apropos of nothing at all, my wife, who had been perusing some political comment in one of the heavy daily newspapers, sent me right off the top of her head. She said, "Honey, do you like Reginald Maudling?" And I said, "I don't know. I've never Reginald Maudled." Oh, yeah.
I have to tell you, listening at home, that I have no assistance here in keeping the score. I have to do it myself, as well as listening to the teams and giving them the titles of the different games and so on. I have on my bit of paper here the number 3. You can apply that to whichever team you fancy. And we go on to a game which is called A Right Pair. In this round, one team pretends to be a pair of something, pepper and salt, or pastor and Pollux, or whatever. They give the other team a clue, and the other team have 10 questions to guess what they are. And our audience in the studio here will be shown a board with the answer on, and a mystery voice will tell you at home. So, first of all, Tim and Willie are going to open this one. This is their pair.
Tim and Willie's pair is me and my shadow. Me and my shadow.
And it has to be guessed within the incredibly short time of whatever I said just now by Graham and Barry. So, Graham and Barry, you have as long as that to start your questioning now.
Are they going to tell us anything
about
it?
What's the definition, please?
It's animal. One of them's I'm an animal.
Who am I, animal? And I would be abstract with the thrill of it all, animal connections.
But can we eat you?
Yes.
Not me, you can't, but you could nibble at him.
Are you literary in any way, you two?
I am.
And Willie isn't.
If you include the Eurovision Song Contest, but otherwise no.
I never fail to include the Eurovision
Don't
Song
include
Contest.
Don't include it, it's a misleading
I'm greedy.
Ding You've and had four questions.
Have we ever seen you on television?
Both of us, yes.
Yes.
Together?
Yes.
Usually. Always, in fact. No, be fair, always.
Are
always.
You the title of a programme as well?
No.
No.
We are the title, shall we tell
them? Yeah. Ah, you said that.
We are the title of a song.
Yes.
Ah, you are the title of a song.
Mm-hmm. Should have told you that at the start. That doesn't count, that question.
You've only got three more questions. Could you give them another clue, because they're being a bit slow on this?
Yes. I am brilliant, sexy, good-looking.
We know. What's the game? Are you masculine and feminine?
Certainly not.
Not you.
Who's been talking?
Not you. Not you alone. You and Willie.
I can give you one more
That's
question.
No better.
Yeah. Rose Murphy is not unassociated with us.
Rose Murphy? Rose Murphy?
Now, there's one for you, Barry.
Now, that's one for the older
yes,
listeners.
That takes you back.
Hello, all.
One of your first judges.
Rose Murphy?
And the other clue is the Eurovision Song Contest.
Rose Murphy.
Willie.
These are not questions, Hump. These are just dribblings.
Rose Murphy.
When did she win the Eurovision Song Contest?
Before the war, as I remember.
Yeah. Oh, I wish we had Rose Murphy.
I'll do the Rose Murphy bit.
And dialed my baby's number.
Tim.
Got a...
Me. And my shadow.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I got the wrong number.
Yes, you score 4 marks for that, and it's now your turn to be the pair and for Tim and Willie to guess. So you have 10 questions now, starting now.
And we are here to tell you...
Lawrence has just been shown the answer on the board, and the mystery voice at home, if he hasn't already given it to you, will give it to you now.
And Barry and Graham's pair is Tom and Jerry. Tom and Jerry.
Judging by the lady in the third row, it's filthy.
Well, we are both vegetable and mineral.
You're both vegetable and mineral.
Yes.
Yes.
We are both each.
We're both vegetable and mineral.
Yes. Or, on the other hand, no, we aren't.
Are you a gourmet's delight?
No. Only a kinky gourmet.
Graham, are you a person?
Not really.
That goes for me as well.
Well, are you both the same?
No, we are separate entities.
I'm just as separate as he is.
Yes.
As we told you, are you a song?
No.
No.
What are you? Come along.
You don't trick us as easily as that.
I thought you might fall into that.
Worth a try.
One short question. What are your names?
Give them a clue, for heaven's sake.
Give them a clue. Animal connections.
And the noises. Are you a salt and battery?
No.
No.
Cow and gate. No.
Awfully warm. Awfully warm.
Hot and cold. No.
It's just as well the audience doesn't know, otherwise they might be shouting it out at you.
The audience, in fact, is enthralled by this cat and mouse game.
I'll get you at playtime.
Would you, by any chance, be anything to do with the cat and what you find under the bed? Tom and Jerry?
Oh!
Well, you did.
I'm going to protest at that. I think that's shameless.
You did have
shameless.
A bit of help. No, no, to be
shameless,
fair. They did
Tom,
have a
shameless.
Bit of help, so I can only give them 6. We're now going to make up an ad-lib poem. Each team member gets a... Well, the teams get a... One of the members of one... the team... Each... somebody out there
talker.
Gets an opening line from me, and from that they have to... carry on with the poem until I press the buzzer, which you heard just now, and then a member of the opposing team must take over. And this goes on, as I always say, if you recall from last time, until the natural artistic conclusion is reached, or until I get an unfulfilled urge to press a buzzer. Here's your line coming up now, and I think we'll ask Barry Cryer to continue this. I'm going to give you your first line now. Sir Geoffrey was a comely knight, but one thing he never mastered.
Sir Geoffrey was a comely knight, but one thing he never mastered was how to do it yourself, and how a wall be plastered, or how to fix a fuse, or how to mend a broken chair. Sir...
Will he run?
He'd built a suit of armour out of Rackle Welch's hair, hand-knitted every bit of it upon his ancient loom as he sat there solitary,
saying, "Kindly leave the room."
To whom he spoke, I'll have you know, was none other than his squire, who came from outside Godalming, a little place called Mire. As you would guess, to hear this name, the place was a trifle swampy.
He supported Portsmouth, or as we call it, Pompey.
Hey. On a plate.
Easy, easy.
He was a comely lad, this chap. With braces all of red. He had a great big sitting room.
And in it was a bed. A bed that had a mattress deep. A mattress lush and full. And in this room, Sir Geoffrey, he was wont to pull young maidens. Nubile and so fair, he brought them to his room.
But mother'd always told them to say, "Kindly leave the womb."
Because he often plied them with rich food and wines so fine that once, and this was only casually invited her to dine, he asked a girl up to his room and said, "Oh, by the way,
I don't know if you fancy it to tumble in the hay." She said, "Not now, but later, perhaps."
"I might just stay a minute. What have I done? I might just stay a minute. If this is your room." "Nay, nay, sire. I'm damn not staying in it. I'm going home to my mama to tell her what has passed."
That's the first time she was described as being fast. She set off so quick she was a blur.
Sir Geoffrey said, "Hey, come back here. This really is not fair." But she was gone, over the hills, never to come back more.
I do not wish to carry on, case I become a bore.
Well, that quite obviously is the end of that, and that brings the teams level. And we go on now to the game, which is loosely called a musical round. It's called opera, and I want you to sing teams, as teams, a snatch of grand opera from a selected passage, accompanied by Colin Sell at the piano. And I'm going to give you your subjects. We're going to start with Tim and Willie now, and I've got here for you an extract from a foreign holiday brochure. Introduction from Colin Sell, please.
Hotel Caesar. I'm filling in while you think something.
All bedrooms have a balcony.
What?
And cold water. Take a third bed.
Speak for yourself.
That's your problem. Nightclub.
Poco, poco. Adjacent.
Poco, poco.
Ideal for children.
Poco, poco.
Sand pit.
Poco, poco.
Water shoes.
Poco, poco.
Showers.
Poco, poco.
Tennis.
Poco, poco.
Subject to a surcharge.
Poco.
Less, they cried.
Vantage, Rushton and Brooke Taylor. We go over to Barry and Graham now, and yours, your libretto is an extract from a book on coarse fishing.
Yes. How to cook. Type very close to the paper, I'm sorry. How to hook a maggot.
It is very important that your maggot wriggles
on the hook. So care should be taken in the way that you impale it.
You impale it.
As you pick up your maggot, look at the thick end.
You will see that there are two eyes.
That surprised you.
And between them, a small bump with a vent. A vent.
Vent. And Lord Charles. The hook should be threaded through this vent.
So that the point is uncovered.
Uncovered, UNCOVE.
Too.
We've reached the point in the game where the score alters so dramatically through this round that it's not really much point in you telling me what it is now. So that you realise this is the point in the programme where I ask you to give your announcements for the arrivals at the BBC ball.
Mr. and Mrs. C. Charter and their daughter BB.
Let your loins be loudly girded. For the Innit Theatres and their son, Sir Timinit Theatre.
Mr. and Mrs. Slide hold up in the doorway there. Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, not another flaming party political broadcast. And their son, Gordon Bennett, not another flaming party political broadcast.
Mr. and, please, silence. Throw back your heads and ready to cheer. Mr. and Mrs. Ori. And the hermaphrodite child, Jack Ann, Ori.
Oh. Evacuate your younger children. For Mr. and Mrs. Britton and their sons, Brian F. Britton, and the Rhonda Britton Quins, And their illegitimate son, Master Mind, and their Israeli friend, Topol Deform.
Daring to follow that. And buried behind them, Mr. and Mrs. ITV for God's sake. And their chum of Sherlock Holmes' son, Watson, ITV for God's sake.
And will you welcome, please?
We will.
With a burst of apathy, Mr. and Mrs. New. And their children, Gloria New, Humphrey New, Fred New, Arbuthnot New, Jessica New, and little baby Jonathan New. And that is the end of the news.
Parliament! And their Israeli daughter, Esther Dayan Parliament.
Mr. and Mrs. Wide and their son, Nathan Wide.
He was about to come in at this end.
Mr. and Mrs. Python's Flying Circus and their son, Andrew.
Mr. and Mrs. Swirled. And their daughter, Tamara.
Mr. and Mrs. Service will be resumed as soon as possible. And their daughter, the comely, oh, just look at her, Norma Service will be resumed as soon as possible.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the point where I tell you the final scores.
All the way from Israel, Mr. and Mrs. Hook at bedtime, and their grandson, Abe Hook at bedtime.
The Rom Americas and their completely intoxicated son, Leonard Rom America.
Mr. and Mrs. Tin and their aggressive, nasty announcer son, News Bully Tin.
At this point, let me tell you that we shall be back next week at the same time. So from all of us, to all of you, goodbye.
Barry Pryor, Graham Garden, Tim Brooke Taylor and William Rushton were being given Silly Things to Do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Simon Brett.